Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor pro tem of Sulphur Springs, Emily Glass. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a while back, it's been some time now, you and I talked about the Thermo Mine.
Yes.
Property in Sulphur Springs. This is 5,000 acres, and it's eventually going to be a big, huge park.
Well, possibly. The possibilities of what we're going to use this land for are really endless. Parks are definitely on the forefront of our minds because there are 20 ponds on this property, and that in and of itself is amazing to have access to all of that water and the beauty, the natural beauty. So some ideas that had been tossed out would be some horse trails, walking trails, even places for people to have concerts or a venue of that sort, an outside venue, mm-hmm. To maybe even have plays or something.
Right. And but the point is that after we, I don't know, it may have been 2 years ago, Emily, that we first talked about this. There's been a long process of discussions having to do with this, and you all are about to bring that to a conclusion.
Absolutely. Yeah. On the 16th of October, this all becomes official, and it's still going to take us another 12 to 18 months just because nothing when it comes to municipalities is ever short and easy. It takes a lot of time and effort, a lot of behind-the-scenes work to get to the fruition of a project of this magnitude, especially for the size of our county and town. I mean, this is a major portion of our county that we're able to take in for the city of Sulphur Springs and to have this for the use of the city of Sulphur Springs.
It's a huge piece of property.
It really is. I honestly, even I've been out there many times because this did start when I was mayor 3 years ago. And I've been out to the property multiple times. Every single time we go to a new portion of the property. So it really is hard for me to even wrap my mind around it. And I've been out there so often.
Yeah. And the background of this is that this was a coal mine.
This was, yes.
And I think very few people in Northeast Texas realize there was a coal mine basically in Sulphur Springs.
Right.
But they're donating the property?
It fell into disuse. And so they were kind of left with a variety of options of what they could then do with the land. And so we had approached them to see if that would be something that they would be interested in and able to do. And of course, with that, there were several environmental studies that had to be done to make sure that the land was suitable for the different purposes that we were looking to pursue. We had to enter into different agreements saying that we will put the land back in certain ways, whether that's planting grass seed or whatever the case might be. So different stipulations came into play as well, which is also why it's taken a fair amount mm-hmm. of time to get to this point.
Mm-hmm. What is the benefit to the company of this?
Honestly, tax write-off is a major benefit.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yes.
The company is still in existence?
To my knowledge, yes.
And Thermo was the name of the operation. Where is this located in Sulphur Springs?
So it's going to be actually, if you're let's just say that you're familiar with the geography of Sulphur Springs. On your way to the Picton area from Sulphur Springs, southeast corner of Sulphur Springs.
Okay. Well, but anyway, so middle of the month, this thing, you're going to sign off on this thing, and then begins the process of figuring out just exactly what the best use is.
The next step. Yes, absolutely. So we're trying
exciting.
To take in, and we had at one point sent out for public comments asking how to the people of Sulphur Springs wish to see this property being used because, you know, this is going to be owned by the city of Sulphur Springs. And so if it does become a park, just like any other park, it would be available for public use. Mm-hmm.
Will be something that will attract people from other cities.
That's our goal.
Around,
yes.
Which, of course, you're doing a pretty good job of that already.
Well, thank you.
We're talking with Sulphur Springs Mayor Pro Tem Emily Glass. Saw a couple of things. We don't want to spend too much time on this, but Chick-fil-A and Carl's Jr. Franchises coming to Sulphur Springs.
It's always fun, I think, when we have new restaurants come into town, and you always hear some of the naysayers say, well, why are we getting another fast food restaurant? But the truth is, it's because someone's willing to invest their hard-earned money into putting that into the restaurant in Sulphur Springs. So I'm always grateful whenever we have new businesses open up. And as a mom of two, about to be three, Chick-fil-A is definitely on the top of my list because I appreciate the politeness and kids like chicken.
And you have
Carl's Jr. is great too.
It's not like you all don't have a lot of locally owned.
We have a lot of locally owned
restaurants in Sulphur Springs also. In the time remaining, of course, the Fall Festival coming up October 20th, and then at the end of that week also the Hopkins County Stew event.
Yes, the 49th annual Hopkins County Stew Cook-Off. We're always really excited about that. That brings in thousands and thousands. I don't think people realize what a small what we call small event bring, how many people it brings to Sulphur Springs, but mm-hmm. it's one of my favorite events that we do all year. It's phenomenal.
It's a one a day of
one day. Mm-hmm. Honestly, usually by the time you get your ticket and the bowl of stew, a 1 hour event. I mean, we go through gallons and gallons of stew so quickly. It's amazing.
And do you get asked this all the time, but what defines Hopkins County stew?
All right. Yes. So there are going to be four primary vegetable components. You're going to have your potatoes, tomatoes, corn, and onions. And then the possible ingredient also are carrots for beef stew. And everyone wants to say that chicken was the original Hopkins County stew. But when we have done some research, we found that actually squirrel was, just because there was an mm-hmm. abundance of squirrel in this area of Texas. And mm-hmm. so really squirrel stew was the original. And it used to be that the Chamber of Commerce, when they hosted this event, had an other category. So they had chicken, beef, and other, and people would enter stew or rabbit or deer meat or whatever kind of meat that they right. desired. That one's thankfully kind of gone by the wayside.
So Saturday, October 27th is yes. the date for that, and then the fall festival going on all week long preceding it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, really wonderful, fun-filled week.
Yeah. Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thanks for having me.
Emily Glass, Mayor Pro Tem of Sulphur Springs, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.